91X News.
It's 7 degrees and sunny. I'm Ashley Gale with 91X News. The May 2nd federal election is on its way. The local candidates are in debate mode. The Belleville Chamber of Commerce hosted the Prince Edward Hastings riding debate last night at the Empire Theater. Conservative candidate Daryl Cramp says Canadians will decide if Canada needs a coalition government or not.
A coalition under the Canadian Constitution is not only allowable, illegal, permissible, and has happened, and could potentially happen again. I would certainly hope not, but if it does, that's the will of the people, and I accept that.
The candidates will meet again at Loyalist College on Wednesday. Tonight, Northumberland Quinte West candidates will meet in Trenton before debating in Bloomfield next Tuesday. Tonight's meeting will be hosted by the Canadian Association of Retired Persons at Trenton High School. All three meetings take place at 7 o'clock. A few people in Marmara woke up to a little note on their vehicle's windshield. The Central Hastings OPP left lock it or lose it pamphlets as a reminder for people to lock their cars. OPP checked 157 vehicles and found 27 of them were unlocked. The OPP wants to remind people how important it is to take time to remove valuables and lock vehicles. Central Hastings OPP also checked 100 vehicles in Madoc as part of the spring seatbelt campaign. Two tickets were issued during the checkpoints. Keep an eye on that electricity bill. As of May 1st, electricity rates will jump slightly, but there will be an extra 2 hours of the lowest off-peak rate each weeknight. The Ontario Energy Board sets electricity rates twice yearly for homes and small businesses on time-of-use pricing and those paying flat rates depending on amount used. Rates will go up by 0.8 cents a kilowatt per hour for all time periods, and the lowest off-peak rate will start at 7 p.m. weekday evenings instead of 9 p.m. Prime Minister Stephen Harper is promising to spend $100 million on a fund to support brain research and neuroscience. Stephen Harper says only a conservative majority government can deliver on healthcare funding and critical medical research. But at a campaign stop in Thunder Bay, Ontario, Harper refused to say if he'd stay on as Tory leader if he fails to win a majority.
If we win a minority, I think all the signals are clear. The other three parties are going to get together in some form. They may not call it a coalition, but they're going to get together in some form. Mr. Layton confirmed it again last night, to run the country instead.
Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff is in Winnipeg talking about his party's two-year multi-million dollar freshwater strategy that includes flood fighting strategies. NDP leader Jack Layton is in Southern Ontario riding that has seen many businesses close their doors, accusing the Tories of doing nothing to prevent the loss of thousands of jobs. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
The Wellington Dukes are in Huntsville to play Game 1 of the Dudley Hewitt Cup today. Amanda Monahan is there.
Still fresh off their 4-2 victory against the Oakville Blades last Tuesday to capture the Buckland Cup, the Dukes are back in competition mode today as they prepare for their first game of the Dudley Hewitt Cup. The Dukes will be facing off against the Wisconsin Wilderness when, in just their first year in the Superior International Junior A Hockey League, entered the playoffs with 32 straight regular season games without a regulation loss and going 10-2 in the playoffs. And just like the Dukes, they can call their netminder their playoff MVP. John McLean, a 6'8" goaltender, posted a 1.90 goals against average during their playoff run. The Dukes and Wilderness kick off the 5-day tournament with their first game at 2 o'clock. Amanda Monahan, 91X Sports.
San Jose center Logan Couture, Islanders winger Michael Grabner, and Carolina Hurricanes center Jeff Skinner are the three finalists for NHL Rookie of the Year. The Calder Trophy winner will be announced June 22nd at the NHL Awards in Las Vegas. The Canadian women's hockey team secured first place in their pool and a bye to the semifinalists. Canada shut out Finland 2-0 at the World Championship today. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email us at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Ashley Gale with 91X weather.
Sun and clouds today with the high reaching 8 degrees. The temperature will drop to 3 overnight. Tomorrow, some rain with a high of 12. And on Thursday, cloudy and 7 degrees. Right now, it's 7 degrees. I'm Ashley Gale with Keenan Weaver. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.